Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. As followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and obviously as a Muslim being the follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, it is important for us to actually know a little bit about them. Who are these individuals? What are their virtues? What are their characteristics? Why are they role models for me and you? And also it is important to note that it is not something that is just specific to Arabic. The Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are, you know, universal. And as we can see, or we will see, that the book that we will be introducing to our dear listeners today was not a book that was translated from normally as they are from Persian or Arabic. No. It was a book that was translated from Urdu, another language. Again, it's a subcontinental language, but it was translated from Urdu. Again, you know, one of the most important things that we are trying to do is that the message of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, their characteristics, their virtues, and so on and so forth, are universal. Everybody can take lessons from them. Everybody can learn from them. Everybody can be inspired from them. And this is who the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are. Obviously, at the head of this family being the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be introducing the book Foremost in Faith to our dear listeners. So inshallah, please stay tuned.
Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah wal ba'thi ba'da.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. In our last segment, we mentioned the name of the book that we would like to introduce, being Foremost in Faith. This book is a compilation of lectures that were given by Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Jafar Zaidi Shaheed. It was then translated into English by Sayyid Abatul Shahid Zulfikar Ali. This book, or rather, these lectures, which comprise, or rather are the contents of this book, were originally published in Urdu in 1985. And later on, in an effort to share them with as many people as possible, the English translation now aims to reach out to a wider audience. This is what the translator has mentioned in the beginning of the book. And including to those who are not familiar with the Urdu language, which is quite a large number of people. It is also a genuine effort to transmit this valuable treasure onto our next generations. My children and grandchildren in particular, because obviously we know that India and Pakistan, you know, are more now inclined towards the English language, now globally placed in a language that is more familiar to them, being English. The earnest desire then and now is to reaffirm our love for our Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and to keep their zikr alive. Now, dhikr here means their remembrance. So this book, as I mentioned, is a series of 5 lectures delivered in the Urdu language on the virtues of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam from the Holy Quran. So for example, from the verse of authority, or what is known as the verse of wilaya, which is the 55th verse from the 5th surah of the Holy Quran, that is Surah Ma'idah. Or for example, the verse of love, or the verse of mawaddah, that it is known, that is from Surah Shura, which is the 42nd chapter of the Holy Quran, the 23rd verse. Or for example, Surah Asr, the 103rd chapter of the Holy Quran. Now, what are the virtues of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam that one can extract from these verses? What has been narrated from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam concerning these verses, and so on and so forth, have been mentioned and expounded on by the author, the great author who was martyred, which we will hopefully, inshallah, mention in our next segment as well. Inshallah, please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We have been discussing the book Foremost in Faith by Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Jafar Zaidi Shaheed. On the 3rd of November 1980, the Sayyid was attacked and fatally injured. When he reached home after concluding the proceedings of the function held to mark Eid al-Mubahila, the Sayyid passed away on November 7th, 1980, and returned to his maker, a true martyr. His untimely shahada created a great vacuum in the context of meaningful and responsible narratives on the tragedy of Karbala. So this is a little bit about the author that has been written in this book. So the author in the first particular lecture, which is on the virtues of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, says this, and obviously speaking Urdu, the translation has some problems to it, but inshallah, we will read from the book as it is there. So, the author says, I wish to say that in order to highlight the eminence of such an inspirational being, the least that one can hope for is the eloquence of a prophet. For a befitting tribute to the supreme prophet, the leader of all prophets, the minimum we may expect is the proclamation of a Nabi, or that of a Wali, or perhaps that of Ali. How can we ordinary humans ever think of doing justice to the praise of a prophet who is so superior with the limitation of our language that is so inferior? In my humble opinion, if this task is not considered difficult, then one has not grasped the true eminence of this great prophet. If anyone has done justice to this narrative of praise for the prophet, it is the proud creator of the Prophet, God Almighty himself. Also, if anyone has done justice to the submission and reposing trust in the Prophet, it is Ali, the commander of the faithful. At the very beginning, let me highlight another important point. If you wish to talk about the very best of human beings without a significant foreword or a credible reference, then this approach certainly lacks inshallah, my dear brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to get true knowledge of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his immaculate family, inshallah, until our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.